during on the recording. You look actually more awake now than you did last time I spoke to you on video. You look like shit yesterday.
Yeah, I did. Thanks.
He's high on coke right now. Leave him alone.
You hit up some KTVs, do some coke.
Yeah. Keep me awake.
He just ran 8 miles on coke. It was great.
Awesome.
John, I'm really proud of you disseminating all that dissident information in Shanghai. If the Politburo is listening, I'm just really happy.
Don't get him in trouble.
A little closer. Can you get a little closer?
Sorry.
You should. So I got a bone to pick with all of you.
So okay.
Dion and Sean are about right with their distance to Mike. Gavin, you need to be closer. John, yep. You need to be a little bit further away. Not right now. No. You're fine right now.
Oh, okay.
But when you're in room here,
yep.
You need to be a little bit further away.
When in Shanghai, you're fine. When in Chicago, not.
You are about the right distance away right now. That's the point.
Half the world away. Stay there.
Very easy.
That didn't come out right. I didn't mean it that way.
I know.
All right. Well, I don't know if we're going to get anyone else, so we're going to jump in here. We are the Worldwide IT Guys. I'm Steve.
I'm Dion.
I'm Gavin.
Sean there. This is John.
No, you can see the room, right? So this is a unique experience. We have a remote, if you didn't get the idea. John is in China, and we appreciate you calling in at Lord knows what time. What time is it?
It is 5:30 a.m.
Oh, wow. So yeah, it's you should be awake.
Yeah.
Why aren't you on a treadmill or something?
Time for me.
That doesn't open until 6.
Oh, okay. So we got to move this along because John's got to get to a treadmill. cool. So we are the Worldwide IT Guys, and we are here for podcast number 25. And hopefully the remote is coming off. We've had some technical issues of late, and those are all my fault.
Perfect.
This is my theme today. I'm taking whatever fault is out there, whether it's mine or not. And today I'm saying, yes, we've had technical difficulties. We have two things happening. Remote call in from China. Blow me away. We're pulling this off. And we also have a backup recording going on. So we have two recordings. If one of these is any good, well, content-wise, it'll suck. But anything that happens technically, we should at least have a way to patch it together. So hopefully nothing.
This is all based on the horrendous effort that I made a couple weeks ago where it sounded like we were all in a tunnel. Is that what we're...
Oh, we had two different things. So you had an issue, then I had an issue. It doesn't matter where the issue was. I'm taking all the blame. The fact of the matter is we've duplicated our efforts. We've spent literally tens of dollars to make this work. So hopefully we can make this work this time.
I blame the percentage of alcohol content.
That would have been at least two podcasts ago. Two podcasts ago, it was
bad.
It
happens.
So this week, what's going on? We've had the Oscars.
Yes. Does anybody really care about those?
Really excited about
those. Does anybody care about those? I mean, I watched them. I liked them.
Can I ask?
But
I was. I thought Chris Rock was the right amount of ridiculous about the whole race. Inequality.
You know, I will tell you this. If you had to pick somebody after the fact, knowing the situation that America is in right now, I think you would have picked him as the perfect person to go up there and talk about it. It just so happens that they picked him and all the stuff happened and it was like meant to be, in my opinion. Only Chris Rock can deliver something that completely offends everybody and then make you laugh about it. Like, he's historically always done that. Whether it's, you know, I'm not even going to get into it. But he can always do that. He can always, like, make you get mad and then laugh about it, like, in, like, a second. And I think it's perfect.
So I appreciate it. I thought he came out and hit everybody hard. And then didn't let up, which I appreciated. Don't let up.
Nope.
Go, 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 go. And then when everybody's like going, holy crap, really? Are you still going to go?
The whole show, we're going to do this?
Go a little more.
Yep.
And then, all right, now we're going to go into the show. I thought that was absolutely right. I thought the whole monologue was spot on the way it should have been. And then I'm going to, you know, follow on. The moment when he went out, he did the remote, right, at the theater?
Yes.
And was it a theater in Compton? Was it? I thought he said it was a theater in Compton where he went out there to, like, the hood and talked to the people local.
Yeah.
About,
yeah.
You know, the Oscars. And what I loved about it was I'm sitting there going, you know, pasty white old dude, and all these people are going, Spotlight? No, I never heard of it.
Never
didn't
heard of
know
it.
That was me. That was me like 2 weeks before the Oscars going, wait a minute, what's been nominated?
Don't even know. I heard of Mad Max. You got me at Mad Max. Got it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was my take on the whole thing was perfect. They were all like lost as to what these things were and who some of these people were. And it showed just how disconnected
it was. Yeah.
The Oscars are and the Hollywood machine is to reality.
And yeah, I mean, and he ended with, you're all invited to the BET Awards. Like, it was like, and I'll see you at the BET Awards, everybody. I was like, yes, exactly.
None of them will be there.
No, but that was the whole point. Like, it was enough balance. It was enough in your face.
Yep.
It was enough. Let's just fix this.
Yep.
And it's not just the Oscars, but obviously if it's bubbled up to the Oscars, let's address it. Okay, so, America?
So I think this group, if I'm not mistaken, we did our end of year awards, which everybody followed ridiculously. And so you all know that we were nowhere near correct. However,
Go ahead. We were correct with one. We were dead on with one.
Which one?
The animated full-length movie.
Oh, yeah.
Inside Out.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And so, you and I were like, that probably was our best movie last year. And it, yeah.
Yeah. But I will also give Gavin some props.
What did
because
I do?
Because...
What did he do?
You brought up Ex Machina.
Yeah.
And it actually won an Academy Award.
Did
you see this?
No, I did not know that.
It won for visual effects.
Yeah,
that fits.
It beat fucking Star Wars.
It was really slick looking.
It beat Star Wars, but it also beat Mad Max, which had some pretty amazing effects.
Yeah, but it beat fucking Star Wars.
Yeah. I don't know if that's warranted, actually. Those two competitors are pretty good. I mean, I think it's a way better movie than either of those movies, but...
I just saw that it was on
Amazon
Prime.
End of the day, my point is, you brought this movie into... like the Academy Award level because it was the Worldwide IT Guys like movie of the year. So you brought it up to that level, and guess what? It was spot on that level.
Oh yeah, no, 100% correct.
Not quite the story and the movie as a whole, but
and Inside Out. We called it.
Yep. We were there first. John, don't shake your head.
I know. I'm just laughing because I haven't seen any of these movies yet. I saw Star Wars, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
You should totally... Don't you have these films?
You have access to them.
With you?
I watched one on the way over, and then I fell asleep.
What did you watch?
I watched The Martian.
And it put you to sleep.
That's not good.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good, but I still not sure how it got nominated for comedy for the Golden Globes.
Don't pay attention to
that. We know that's bullshit. Golden Globes are garbage.
Yeah.
But
they're not garbage.
They're all garbage.
They're drunk.
No, but I mean, at least they give them a category. I'll give them that. Chris Rock was dead on in that there should just be best black actor, and we'll be all set. Like,
yeah,
let's
just,
if we've got comedy for the Golden Globes, we just need best black actor for...
Yeah. Actress, actor, and black actress, and black actor. That's what he said. That's not me.
His point was great, though. Robert De Niro needs to be looking in the mirror because Meryl Streep could, you know, knock him out.
It absolutely.
Very, like, why is there best woman and male? It's just acting, people.
Yep.
Best actor, just overall.
Totally agree.
This isn't track and field.
Sorry. John, you don't want to go to sleep, or if you do want to go to sleep, fine. But if you don't want to sleep, watch Mad Max.
Okay.
That will be a good one to keep you going. There's enough action in that film. It's not really great, although, on a small screen. That's the one thing I'm watching this movie. I literally started watching it going, why am I watching this at home? This needs to be on a big screen. It's amazing. The amount of action, the amount of go, the amount of sound in it. It's all amazing.
It's like a car chase through the desert for 2 hours, right?
Pretty much.
And that sounds awesome.
So watch that movie.
You won't fall asleep in the first 30 minutes of The Revenant either. You may puke up whatever food or liquor you've just ingested, but you won't fall asleep.
Good to know. And do I need to be concerned with people around me when I watch these?
You know what? Buy that duty-free bourbon they sell on the plane and you'll be good.
Nobody will care.
No.
Really? No. Not like the porn you watch on the plane.
Watch the drunk guy. What's he doing over there? No.
Get scalped? Oh, my God.
Mad Max, there's nothing that, I mean, other than the fact that it's nonstop action. And, yes, there's some violence, but it's all, you know, dudes falling off of cars. And
yeah, I mean, nobody's going to get offended by that.
No.
Yeah. Okay, I'm safe.
I mean, as long as you're wearing headphones, I think you should be fine. If you're blaring, you know, the sound of gunfire throughout the entire plane, you might get pulled off. But
yeah, meanwhile, Dion was watching Trainwreck on the train the other day.
You know, it happens.
And he was like zooming the screen down so that he didn't have a big screen or whatever sex was on screen at the time.
Yeah, people are boning that I'll minimize the screen because, you know, maybe you don't want to see that.
You got to get one of those 3M boning filters so people can't see you from your periphery. That's what they call them, right?
We should totally market one of those.
I need a boning filter.
The Worldwide IT Guys bone filter.
Bone filter.
I like that idea.
Yep. I'm conscious of it.
All right, so the Oscars, two of us at least were engaged with this and know some of the films, apparently not enough of us. So John's in Shanghai. Sean is in L.A. We thought we might get him roped in. That's, you know, kind of where we started with this bring a remote in.
He had a busy night last night.
Did he?
He had a good night last night.
So were you talking to him directly, or was this through social media? Or?
Following up on, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm always wrong, and I don't remember a lot of our podcasts, but there was a podcast where I told him if he could ever get TJ Miller to call me, he should do that.
Ah.
So last night I put my daughter to bed, and I go downstairs, and I'm just...
TJ Miller
out.
From Deadpool, Transformers.
Yeah, TJ Miller, who's been in everything. He's
Silicon
the voice
Valley.
Of tons of cartoon characters. He's been in Big Hero 6, all the movies you just named. I'm just a fan. I think he's hilarious. I think all of his comedy's funny. I think his voice is very recognizable. Almost everybody's heard.
Avid listener of our podcast, by the way.
He's a huge fan. So I basically told Sean, I'm like, because I know Sean knows him, and they go back in the day, and you know he's blown up. I was joking. I'm like, yeah, next time you're drunk with TJ Miller, you FaceTime that shit with me, and I want to like see him. I don't believe you. Like I want show me how much fun you're having. Sure enough, I'm on the couch in my jammers.
What the fuck?
Watching some TV.
Wait.
And I get a FaceTime.
Gloss over that.
And I'm like, hey, how's it going? TJ fucking Miller is FaceTiming me from a bar with Sean Flannery and a bunch of other comedians from LA on my couch. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? And he goes, do you work with Sean Flannery? And I'm like, yeah, only as TJ Miller can do in his fucking voice, right? You know, he's the guy that in Deadpool's like, you look like an avocado fucked an uglier, older avocado, right? And I'm just keep hearing that. I'm like, holy shit, this fucking TJ Miller, right? So I'm like just sitting here going, all right, yeah, I'm in my pajamas here. What's going on? And he's like, you work with Sean Flannery, right? And I'm like, yeah, I work with Sean. And he's like, yeah, we want to do something that'll disgust you. You'll never forget what we're about to show you.
This may have been related to Dion asking that he not see balls.
So I'm expecting TJ Miller to do a cock, you know,
yes,
shot.
As grown men do.
He grabs a bunch of mashed potatoes and squeezes it in front of me on the camera and goes, you'll never forget this. You'll never get this out of your head. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening here? He goes, he says something like, you know, Sean Flannery forever, and then hangs up on me. And I'm like, it was like the fastest 29 seconds with TJ Miller FaceTime from LA.
That's awesome.
So I grab a screen snap of it. And I just grabbed a quick, because it was on my iPhone, and I just quickly did a screenshot of it, and I text back, I'm like, it sounded like TJ Miller, but because your phone's so fucked up, Sean, because you destroy every technology you touch, I really can't prove that it was TJ Miller, nor that it may or may not have been his penis, because in the picture, I can't tell. And he's just cracking up. He's like, Cora broke my phone. You know, and he's like getting all serious. I'm like,
oh, sure.
Fuck you.
Yeah. He's going to blame his kids, of course.
Yeah. My daughter broke my phone. I swear it wasn't me. I'm like, whatever. Anyways, it's just, I'll share the picture, but it's a very funny screen cap of a blurry, poorly lit.
Yeah, you have to
TJ
share
Miller FaceTime from LA. They're all hammered, having a great time.
That will
Flannery,
be the, that will be the featured photo on our podcast for this
week. I assumed
week.
It would
Please
be.
Please share that.
But yes. The call lasted maybe 30 seconds. TJ Miller squeezes mashed potatoes between his hands and goes, "You'll never forget this." And then it was like, okay. I was like, yeah, nope. I won't.
I'll never forget where I was when I heard you say jammers.
Exactly.
Good story, but come on. Bury the lead here.
It's kind of how it happened.
I want to hear about your jammers. I'm picturing
Batman, what's fire on? Trucks. What you got?
Yeah, what do you have on your jammers?
SpongeBob? What were they? Come on.
I think last night's jammers were the Star Wars jammers I got. Yeah. I got Star Wars jammers.
Awesome. So what kind of jammers do you wear, John? Is that what you slept in? What black T-shirt?
Okay, are you full out today? Here. Let's go. Go full out. There it is. Come on.
My jammers.
Thank God I did not see anything below your shirt there.
We're on a Google Hangout watching John from China. And
I'm actually waiting for someone to come knock on my door here pretty soon, like the government of China.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're streaming through the Great Wall of Firewall.
Yeah. They're definitely listening to this. I'm sure of that.
They're going to be really disappointed. Massively disappointed.
Yeah, they've already hung up on us. We're fine.
Gavin, is this too personal? So what do you sleep in, Gavin?
He likes
jammers?
No, not too personal. I sleep in a fox onesie or just completely in the nude. So
I was going to say, fox. Yeah. So do you have, like, how do you make that choice? Are you freezing when you go to bed so you wear the onesie?
Yeah, it just really depends on if I'm feeling like a fox that day.
Oh, jeez.
Do I feel foxy?
Right. Yeah, that's what I got.
When does that hit? Because should we ask, like, at 3 p.m. or so, are you foxy today? Is this fox jammer day?
Or? You'll know when you're having that type of day. Sometimes it hits you in the moment, but for the most part.
You're not ready for bed until, like, 3 a.m. What are you talking about?
That's true.
You're not even...
I can't wear...
You're 12 audiobooks in by the time you're ready for bed, so...
True. Yeah.
I can't imagine wearing a onesie. That would just be
so hot. I'd be on fire.
Well, the worst part is the tail, really, to be honest, because that gets in the way. And anyway, I had this girl I was dating. She was a white tiger. I was a fox.
Worst thing,
you know what?
Say.
I've never mind. I've said too much.
Worst part is the tail.
Yeah,
you hate having, you know, that tail in the bed. It's just terrible.
My strategy for you asking personal questions is to make it as awkward as possible so you never do again. Next.
We keep coming back for more, Gavin.
Yeah. Next. Move on.
What is next? I don't even know what's next.
No, I want to get more into TJ Miller and mashed potatoes.
That's about it, really. I'll be honest with you. So
I don't know if anybody saw. ISIS apparently is targeting Zuckerberg. Did you see?
Oh, good.
This story?
No.
So they made like a public proclamation that you are, because apparently what they're doing. So Facebook and Twitter. So what? That's Zuckerberg and what's his name? Jack Dorsey. So Facebook and Twitter are known now to say, hey, this is like a known terrorist organization, a known terrorist, like they're scamming people or they're trying to recruit or they're doing this or they're doing that, and they block. They immediately go, oh, we see what's going on, and they shut it down.
Right.
So they will close accounts on behalf of the rest of the world, saying, we do not support this, and we're going to shut it down. So ISIS has come out going, nice try, guys. You do realize that as soon as you block one, we got like 20 more opening.
Sure, yeah.
And the guy you blocked just respawns as something else. So what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Go ahead, try. But what they've come out publicly and said is, we are, you know, that's fine. You try all you want. We're going to do this. We're going to continue to do this. And just watch your back. To the leaders, to Zuckerberg and Dorsey, going, just be careful where you travel. Be careful what you're doing. They're openly threatening these guys.
Yeah.
And apparently the White House had a had a whole meeting with the leaders of all these companies going, this is the reality. This is what's happening. Be cautious, but don't be too overly concerned about, you know, the reach of ISIS is what it is, and this is our perspective on it.
Yeah, I mean, ISIS isn't going to get one of these guys. It's going to be some crazy person who sees him in a coffee shop and is like, well, this is my moment for jihad or something. But I mean, honestly, it's probably easier to track them knowing where they are on Twitter. I mean, how hard would that be to kind of trace their path back and,
yeah,
you know, working with the federal law enforcement? I mean, I'm sure they're all over that. So I say let them on Twitter.
I don't care. But I think they're gathering those IP addresses of where those posts have come from, shutting it down, reporting it, and saying,
yeah,
hey,
you can do both.
Yeah. So ISIS just posted, you know, their latest decapitation in this country at this IP address that we captured. We shut it down. Here's the information. They come back with 20 more sites, and we get 20 more IP addresses. I mean, it is what it is, right? So
yep.
You guys want to play that game? Fine. You want to try to bounce off proxies? Good luck. We're still going to try to shut you down, and we're going to make you work. We're not going to make it easy for you to just put up a site that, you know, has 250,000 followers that's been live for 7 years. We're going to, like, make it hard for you. Yeah, create new accounts. Spend 5 more minutes creating that new account and then bragging that you created a new account.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead. That's fine. We can play that game.
I don't know if we should play that game.
We have 150.
I mean, how much money are we spending?
We have 150 interns that we pay nothing to do this. They're happy to work at Facebook and make.
But that's the thing.
Make terrorists.
Who's paying for it?
Well, if Facebook's doing it, then fine. They can self-censor. I don't really care what they do.
Yeah, they'll get government tax rebates for the fact that they have interns, you know, for defending the freedoms of whatever. So who cares?
I just thought
play
it was
the game. Play the game.
A riot that we have. Like these social media moguls now being called out by ISIS, called out by the terrorist organizations for what they're doing. And it is a bit of a joke. It's like, why even mention it, you know? I mean, if they're going to spawn new accounts and do what they're doing and not care, why even bring it up?
It's for the headline, because ISIS targets
Facebook. I was just going to say, it's because you just brought it up, because Zuckerberg was targeted by ISIS.
Because the worldwide IT guys are going to talk about it.
We are going to bring down ISIS single-handedly. That's what we're going to do. Oh, shit, now we're a target. God damn it.
I'll take that target.
Okay.
You want to be targeted?
All right. Yeah. Give him his full address.
Bring it.
Let's
on,
go.
ISIS.
Post that online.
Another Facebook story I saw this week I thought was interesting. A medical pot like company in my hometown where I live tried to put up, and, you know, it's a legit business now. You know, they sell medical marijuana. They tried to put up a Facebook page, and Facebook took them down immediately.
Really?
They don't consider them a business, an actual business. And I guess the selling medical marijuana is against their policies.
Huh.
Yeah, and that's going to be interesting as more states start passing laws to have medical marijuana, and they want to advertise that, you know, social media is not going to let them.
Wow.
Well, are they doing other things? Like, do they have a Twitter account? Do they have an Instagram account? Are they like doing other things, or?
That's a good question. I just saw that it was Facebook. They mentioned Facebook took them down. I'll have to check about the other social medias.
Yeah, I think you're dealing with an organization like Facebook, which I think part of this is who are the, what's their audience, right? So they are conscious of and conscientious of how they're perceived, and they're making those determinations because legality wise, there's no reason that that should not be allowed, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a legal organization in the state. It's servicing a community of people in their neighborhood. That group could, you know, they can go to the store. They should be able to go to the digital storefront, whether that's right. Facebook or something else. So yeah. I don't know, you know, I wonder when the legal proceedings will come from that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And Facebook is a California-based company.
It's
the same thing. It's the, you know, legal medical marijuana is legal in California, right? Still? Or did that get rescinded?
I wonder how they set up their page, though. I wonder if they were like, hey, come buy marijuana from us. And it was like, you know, not heavy on the medical side and heavy on the pot side. That's all.
I mean, it's a legit business. They have like...
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if you market something as like, hey, come get high, or hey, no, we're completely medical and it's for this and this and this and this, or was it a lot of like the word pot all over the place? Like, you know, that's all. I'm just...
Yeah. But who's to I say, wonder. Marketing-wise, I mean, what do we have let's go back to the Super Bowl, where the stupid, you know, monkey hybrid thing that was advertising... That has nothing to do with the product. Has nothing to do with... I don't even remember what it was advertising. That's... what was that thing?
Mountain Dew.
Monkey...
It was a Mountain Dew thing.
Monkey puppy baby?
Yeah.
So? How's that illegal?
Well,
why should that be
shut
down?
Not a matter of legality. It's the matter of what you're saying.
Well, I think Facebook shut down this page because it was somebody trying to sell pot on Facebook, and they're like, oh, somebody's trying to sell pot on Facebook, without checking whether they were a legit business in a state that's allowed to sell medical marijuana. Fair. And I'm saying, how did they set up their page? They set up their page as if they were a real true business who wanted to take care of medical needs based on, you know, well, the way we take care of medical needs is using, you know, the medicinal aspects of marijuana. Or were they like, pot, 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 pot'll fix your shit, pot, 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 smoked pot, you know.
Well, hold on, why can the government do that, but the business can't?
Yeah. How can the government do that?
Medical marijuana in California is a joke. I mean, people all the time, like, go
exactly.
in there and, like,
so,
I have
but, okay,
X
so,
thing.
But we're Illinois. We're Illinois.
My toe hurts.
We're 6 months in. We're, like, I think 6 months into medical marijuana being legal. Yeah. Not even. I think we're, like, 3 months into medical marijuana being legal. So things need to catch up with Illinois being as progressive as Colorado or California, perhaps, is my point. So if you're from California or Colorado, you can basically say, you want to smoke pot just for fun? Sure, great. Right now, we have to toe the line of...
It's technically not true.
We have to toe the line of what you do. And I'm not... Trust me, and this is a true statement.
I'm
never smoked pot. Never smoked pot in my life. So I'm the last person to talk about this. I'm just curious in how did this place who sells medical marijuana promote themselves on Facebook, and did they deserve to get shut down because they did it the wrong way? That's all I'm saying.
No, and I understand that, but I'm curious... I'm curious because looking at, I believe Colorado is wide open. It's not about medicinal.
No, I know. That's my whole
anything.
Point is.
Yeah. So like if California, I think, is about medicinal.
Right.
And because it's about medicinal, it equates a little more to Illinois. And what Gavin's saying is, I think, I'll put words in your mouth, the fact is, in California, you go, you know what? I got a hangnail. I need marijuana. Yep. And they go, here you go. You're good to go.
And then you walk into a dispensary like it's a bar.
Yeah.
And then you...
Yeah. So it's a bit of a ruse, but the law is it's medicinal. Whereas in Colorado, they're just like, hey, pot, 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 pot. You're, you know, come in. Have a good time is what they're advertising.
Ah.
But my point is, it doesn't really matter. It's a marketing tool, right? I mean, other than, and this is where there's a gray line, right? So, if something is illegal and immoral, as in, I think we should kill all of the, you know, pick your ethnic background person here.
Whoa, Steve. Whoa.
Well, no, that
you heard it here.
Crosses a huge line, and everybody goes, well, you know, you can't sell things that way.
Right.
Marketers are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to go, you know what? Here's a circus clown. Come and buy my, you know, whatever, my widget, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, right? So the message of what you're describing, pot, 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 versus, no, we want you to, you know, fix your health problem.
Right. Yeah.
Like if you Google,
immaterial.
I'm just
it doesn't
Google
matter.
California dispensary
I'm
and look
still
at these,
just
like,
curious. I'm just curious because there are people who are not fans. So I'm just saying, like, how do they promote themselves? How do they get shut down so quickly?
I get why they get shut down is because they don't want to do any due diligence. They just want to say, hey, we have a policy and shut it down and not put any thought into it. But
you can't sell pot on Facebook. Done. Like, that's what I think is happening.
Even if they're not really. They're just advertising their business.
Yep.
Right. They're not, like, you can't actually, you know, buy it over internet or over Facebook. You have to go to the place and show your license and whatever.
I don't like the trend in general. Like, I don't know. Everyone wants to be, like, Facebook to have, like, or all these social media places to be safe spaces where they don't have to see whatever and, like, their kids can go and feel safe. But, like, I don't know. All this censorship is just – it just bothers me.
You don't,
kind of
you don't want somebody who's
sense.
Like Johnny 420 to be shut down because they're referencing 420 in their name.
No, I so don't care at all in any way, shape, or form.
I don't care either. Who cares?
The store – you know, my town is very conservative, and the store is surrounded by kids like places. I mean,
so the more we hear about your story, it sounds like somebody from the city may have requested that the site be shut down because your town is so conservative and they're offended, and Facebook could probably give a shit about it, but because somebody complained, they said, all right, well, somebody complained and they're selling pot on Facebook, done, shut it down. That's how I would approach that's it. Sounds the more we dig into this, John, the more it sounds like Naperville is,
well, that's possible. Yeah. but you know, it's still a store in that neighborhood. So what, the town didn't say, I'm going to give two shits about what this community is saying?
It's not like it says, like, buy pot here, like, outside with a big flashing arrow. It's a very just...
No, you can see the cloud of
free
smoke.
Free samples to anyone under 12.
You can see the cloud of smoke from a mile away. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, it's like the bat signal.
Yeah. I think Facebook just doesn't care, doesn't want to hassle.
No, I don't think so. But I do think they got a complaint. I think they got a complaint, and that's why they shut it down. I don't think Facebook cares. That's my opinion.
I don't know, Dion. You have to come out and see it. Check it out.
You should totally get Dion out
I'll
there.
I'll totally have my
out.
First medical marijuana experience. It'll be great.
Well, it's right across from Salamone.
Is it really?
Could be a nice little Saturday right there. Wow. Salamone.
There you go.
Go over and get high.
John's got it all planned.
Yeah. When's Tara going out of town? Then?
Never.
Oh, I love this idea.
By the way, I just saw a headline that John McAfee is about prepared to eat the shoe that he can't break iPhones.
What?
Yeah.
No.
True story.
Update on the
John McAfee craziness.
Support.
Yeah. So Apple won't, you know, and I watched the live feed yesterday of the Apple, the FBI versus Apple in front of Congress claiming why they should or shouldn't pass a law that says they should, you know, allow Apple to create the backdoor that doesn't exist right now or not. And it was pretty interesting. There were a lot of the same questions. There was a lot of stupid questions. But at the end of the day, and I didn't see a lot of the Apple side of things because it was so late in the day. But the fact that John McAfee wanted to basically fix the FBI's issue and hack the phone for them, and if he couldn't do it, eat a shoe on national cable television.
I missed that part.
Yeah. So John McAfee said, you know, and if you don't know who he is, Google John McAfee and his entire story. You'll watch about a 30-minute video on YouTube of him running from Judd Lord's in Mexico. It's hilarious. Flannery's brought this up numerous times.
Oh yeah,
and he knows this way better than I do. What I know from Sean. But essentially, the last part of the most current part of John McAfee's story is he says, FBI, give me that phone. I will crack it. You don't need to go to Apple. Don't worry about it. We'll hack it. And if I can't hack that phone in 3 days, I'll eat a shoe on like CNN or something like that, or Fox. And the headline that came out yesterday was, John McAfee better prepare to eat that shoe because he doesn't know how an iPhone works. So I just think it's kind of funny. You know, he seemed to speak out of turn just to get his name in the headlines again. But
oh yeah,
he's not gonna be able
to. Well, and it worked.
Yeah, we're talking about him here. So.
Yep.
Anyways, we talked about it previously. I just wanted to bring it back up. That kind of just happened.
Good update.
He's gonna eat his shoe.
I hope if that like is on video, that would be something to share.
I think we'll see it on the morning news before we go to work someday.
Love it.
Yep.
All in.
Yep.
Something else we've talked about is the Google car, the automated driving car. Did you see? I've been very impressed.
Google got
that
a ticket,
no
right?
Google car has ever been in an accident other than human error, as in others, not the car itself, other cars hitting it. Right?
No, yeah.
And they were never responsible. Google has now accepted some responsibility for an accident.
Right.
Did you see this?
Somebody shared it.
It pulled in front of a bus, apparently. And they were very good about the way that they expressed this. We believe that our software is at fault. Our car did fail. We assumed that the bus would see the car merging and slow down. And that was our bad. So, and it was literally like the car was going 3 miles an hour and the bus was going 15 miles an hour and the bus hit the Google car.
There should be like Google car deployed in certain cities equals more asshole drivers like ratio. Like there should be a variable that says, oh shit, we're deploying the Google car in Chicago. You better dial up. Nobody gives a fuck about that car. They're going to run it off the road, as opposed to some other city where they may slow down and let it merge.
See, and I think there should be...
I think there's a variance there that they need to take in account.
I like the theory.
Yeah.
But I also think that there should be a like nationwide, U.S. nationwide approach of looking at Chicago. You guys don't know what the fuck you're doing. You drive like idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
You must have 25% Google cars by the year 2018.
Oh, well, I get what you're saying, but a Google car needs to basically assume it's driving in a military zone.
When you're here.
When you're here or like in LA or certain areas. Like you get outside into suburbs and you're 50 miles removed from Chicago.
Yep.
You're in a suburb of Chicago. Yes.
And you're okay.
Ugh. Exhale, Google car. You're fine. People are nice. They won't run you off the road.
Do you think Tesla? I mean, Tesla has probably got. I saw. I forget what it was, like an MIT list or something, where Tesla had 3 or 4 different products that were on this list, and I was blown away by it. But do you think Tesla? I mean, I would think Google would be thinking down those paths in some way, shape, or form, but Tesla's implementing. They're not considering or testing or implementing.
Roll it out. Yes. Update the firmware. See how it goes. And make improvements.
And part of me thinks that they're already doing that. They're already going, you're driving in rural Nebraska. You're fine. Do whatever you want.
55 on a straightaway for, 55 miles.
Now you're driving in an urban environment. Yeah. And it's
we need you to like react a little bit more.
And it's Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to take over too much here.
Statistics show
need to pay attention. Although I have a huge,
if it's a bus like this thing hit, just assume you're going to get hit because bus drivers are fucking assholes.
Well, okay. But I have a conspiracy.
So a new
that
sensor,
I bring up.
Bus sensor.
Yeah, I want to conspiracy. I want to bring up my Tesla conspiracy.
Oh,
I think Gavin will like this. Nobody's even heard this before.
The
gas prices in the United States are the lowest they've been in like at least 15 years. You can get gas at 99 cents in some states in the United States.
It's ridiculously low.
Okay. How ironic is it that the lowest gas prices per inflation pretty much in the history of the United States? Again, inflation, it's 2016. Gas prices are 99 cents. You go back to when Steve was a teenager driving.
Whoa.
That's a long time ago.
We're talking under a dollar gas gallon, right? Gallon of gas. So what are the odds? What do you think about the theory that gas is so freaking cheap they want to drive these, you know, electric cars to not be super in demand? And I don't know. It just seems to be very interesting timing for the gas prices to drop super low.
You think they drop because of the growth in these alternate options, electric cars and all of that?
Yeah, we're not driving steam engine cars that run on hydrogen or water because they wanted to sell oil. This goes back 80 years. I'm saying we're still here. We're still dealing with this oil behemoth, wherever you are in the world, that wants us to consume the gasoline and pay for it and be dependent on it, as opposed to water, which is everywhere, or electricity, which is renewable. I don't think it's a coincidence.
I like your conspiracy theory.
I think this is complete bullshit, and this is what they did to, like, you know, the name was in my head 2 seconds ago and I wanted to bring it up. The car that was in the 50s that was way ahead of its time with all the safety features, and they drove it out of business, and they made a movie about it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
The 50s?
Studebaker.
No. Stop it. Anyways, there was another car company that tried to come in and disrupt the big three, and they drove it out of business.
I am totally with you. I have a more personal story than that, where my wife's grandfather was, for a period of time, he had one of the patents on, like, more things in a vehicle than any other person.
Tucker.
Oh, yeah, the Tucker story. Sure.
If you haven't seen the movie Tucker, it's basically about a guy who had all the greatest innovations in the 50s for cars, with, like, seatbelts and, like, safety provisions and, like, all these amenities. And it wasn't General Motors or Ford or Chrysler or any of these other big companies. So they all drove him out of business, and they used every means that they could to, like...
And all of his ideas have now been incorporated into...
Every car we drive is basically based on Tucker's innovations, but they drove him out of business so they could just steal and build their own cars.
Right.
I'm saying we're at another precipice here where...
And this,
go ahead,
this
go back
takes
to your
me back to, you know, my wife's grandfather, who had all these different patents on the car, and it was a big deal, and he retired. And being an inventor, he kind of got bored, and he started tinkering and doing different things. And one of the things he did was he redesigned the engine to make it more efficient. And he took that idea back to the company that he worked for.
Yep.
And they said no. And he went, oh, well, I'll take it to the other guys and see if they'll buy into it. And they all said no. And it kind of languished with him until he died. And then his heirs took this idea, and it's just gone away. Now, this is the story. Obviously, you know, I've always heard it going, nah, it's a family story. Whatever. But in light of all of this, yeah, I could absolutely see that, you know, Big Oil does what Big Oil does, and they're in cahoots with all of these conspiracy theories and whatnot. Sure, I could totally see that.
Well, the other market consideration that I've taken into account for is the Middle East knows we're drilling like crazy now, right? Yeah, everybody wanted us to drill like crazy. So the Middle East is going, why don't we just run down the price so much that it makes it... unprofitable for the United States to drill anymore.
Yep.
And
drilling.
So what they've done is they've sent people home.
And some of that has happened.
They've sent people home who have been sent out to drill for oil, and they basically said, well, we're going to send you home because we can't afford to drill anymore because the cost of gas is 99
right.
cents.
Right.
So we can't do that anymore. So, you know,
I
there's,
think I raised it.
There's a lot of considerations here, but I really, you know, part of me hates the fact that there's these big auto companies who seem to be rolling now that don't want a Tesla to succeed. There's also the gas where there's like the Middle East going, oh, sure, America, why don't you drill all that shit and sell your gas for 99 cents and make no money.
But we have put a huge amount of pressure on those economies as well. So I believe I raised this in a podcast prior, but Saudi Arabia, I don't know if you followed this, but Saudi Arabia has no income tax. They have no tax to speak of at all. And the reality is that it's like 80-90% of all of Saudi Arabia works for the government ultimately, because the government, literally the family, owns all of the oil. And that is
there are about 2.3 billion cousins Saudi princes, so there you go.
It's all a family business. Mm. And people who are not in the family work for the family, so they might as well be part of the family, right? Mm-hmm. And so they've been very good about all of this. And one of the things that not only like no income tax, gas has been like 30 cents. It's a gallon. It's no big deal. Like you rent an apartment. So they were a nomadic people when all of this started to happen.
Yeah.
And what the government did was they said, well, we need workers to actually deliver this oil that we've got to the Western world that wants the oil. And so they built cities and they encouraged people to come in, and people came into the city. And the way that they encouraged people was they said, well, you'll get this great apartment and your whole family can live in this place, and no electricity costs, no gas costs, no utilities whatsoever. It's all pretty much just you work for us and we'll subsidize everything, mm-hmm. and you're good to go. And now what you're describing, I think, you know, it's this battle, right? So the rest of the world went, these prices are out of control.
Yeah.
And we started to produce more oil elsewhere. Yep. Mm-hmm. And drove the price down, and it was a combination. So you're saying, well, they're going, we're going to price you out of the game. And meanwhile, we are impacting their society because they're going, holy crap, we can't do this anymore. We're watching our surplus drive down because we can't afford all this. So guess what? Electricity is no longer free. You got to pay for that.
Yep.
And all of their people now are being asked.
I have seen that. That was on 60 Minutes.
Do more.
Yep.
And it's a huge discussion, right?
Yep.
So I think this is all ultimately positive, right? It's, yes, it's great because gas prices are low.
Agreed.
But the fact of the matter is it's balancing things back out the way they belong.
But then Saudi Arabia leading OPEC also is like, all right, let's cut production a little bit. Let's stop pumping out record levels of barrels of oil.
Yep.
And then Iran and Russia are like, Iran's like, hey, but we got sanctions lifted. We got a ton of money.
Yeah.
To make. So they're like, well, we're going to pump out a ton of shit. And Russia's like, we want to keep pumping out shit, too. So it's a weird game they're playing.
I always thought that if we could just use other means to drive down imported oil prices,
like bombs,
that would be better. No.
Oh,
yes, dropping nukes.
Okay.
Great.
Sorry,
my thought was,
quickly.
We have natural resources. We have
natural time for Trump.
You escalated, right?
Yeah.
So we have natural resources that we should not use right now. Let's save those for the next 300 years, right?
Save our coal and
save our oil, save our fossil fuels, because we're going to need those. Let's just import and take everybody else's, and then when they run out, we'll still have ours. That was kind of my theory, like, as to why we were just doing that. But then a lot of people were like, no, we got to drill, baby, drill, Alaska governor. And I was like, okay, fine, yeah, sure, okay. And they drove the prices down, and I'm sure I'm paying 99 cents for gas. And
meanwhile, you know, the reality is all of this is killing our planet.
Yeah,
right?
Well, true. Yes.
And who's going to... So
there is no global warming.
Our planet is going to kill all of us,
mm-hmm.
long before we've used up all the oil.
100%.
We just talked about this.
And if that doesn't kill us, the sun will explode in a few.
I mean, tsunamis every 72 hours are probably not normal, people. So let's, you know, why don't we turn it down a little bit?
So I don't know. I'm very happy to know that there's a little bit of balance coming into play. But at the same time, I don't care about the politics of it or the financials of it. I care about the sanity of it. What is the right thing to be doing? And, you know, somebody's going to tell me that producing electric cars is going to be just as bad as everything we're doing, burning fossil fuels and killing the ozone and global warming and all that goes along with that. But at this stage, we need to do something different than we're doing because the planet's in a world of hurt. And it may just mean that the best thing to do is, and I'm as guilty as anyone, I live 45 minutes outside of the city where I work. Maybe I should work 5 minutes from where I live. And that's the answer to the whole problem, right?
Sounds good. We're going to open an office in where we are, and I got a 3-minute commute.
You guys
sounds
got a McDonald's perfect. You can meet at, right?
Perfect. We do.
That's a good one. I would think we've that's been so killing the planet for like 100 years now. I mean, I think we should continue doing the best we can in investing.
Killing
in
the planet? Oh.
Yeah, no. I mean, that too. But, I mean, like, you know, we're trying to do the cars. We're trying to do the right thing. Everyone's trying to be conscious. I mean, I think all the things should be on the table. I think if drilling is environmentally safe, which I think a lot of people would say it's probably not. If it is, we should do it. I think we should keep doing nuclear, and people have the not in my backyard syndrome of where are you going to put that shit? And I'm not going to live in a neighborhood with nuclear waste.
Let's put it on
Mars. I think people got to suck it up and just do it.
Like, yeah, let's put that shit on Mars.
Nuclear energy is safe and it's fine. It's just politically, you know, unsavory. But, you know, and then the other thing is like that we're taking up like what? I don't know, what are we, a third or going to be a quarter of like the world's pollution, or maybe we're half or something. But China, those numbers are going to skew so much that as these developing nations continue to rise, like we're only going to be able to do so much, and China's not really going to give a fuck for the next how many years, how many decades, you know? So like we're going to kill ourselves. I mean, I don't know. I think we should do the best we can.
I think we
on
are.
Our fronts.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we are.
We gave green energy subsidies and half a billion or trillion dollars, and it didn't really work. It seemed like maybe we weren't there yet. You know, maybe the next decade will be closer to green energy being actually sustainable instead of literally like 2% of our current energy output.
Well, Dion showed me a video the other day, TED Talk, of a guy who apparently has solved the paper problem.
The paper problem.
100%.
Where you, when you wash your hands,
yeah,
you shake your hands
12 times.
12 times.
12 times.
And then?
After you wash your hands,
yeah,
then use one paper towel.
One sheet. You fold it in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very important.
You got to fold it in half, and you wipe each hand, and you throw it away, and you're done.
An entire TED Talk on this. Shaky hands, happy dance that you do.
12-time shake, one sheet of paper towel, and he spent the entire TED Talk talking about each type of paper towel you could possibly use in your lifetime and how it would work.
Yes, it was an entire TED Talk. I shit you not.
Wow. Yes. Yes. I have it. No, don't even Google it. I have it for you. I will share it with you.
Sorry, I was already Googling.
I will airdrop it to you right now. We're good.
For all of you out there, we will make sure to tweet this out so that everybody can...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to solve the paper problem.
It also ties into the obesity problem because that's like a non-exercise activity that they say that those are the things that keep you skinny, like rocking back and forth in your chair, these little motions you do that like that people do throughout the day.
Isn't those that
people
what, are isn't typically that what, skinnier. Like autistics do?
Yeah, and autistics. Yeah, we can segue into that if you want to. We have an autistic segment coming up.
We do have an autistic topic. That
I don't know anybody in this group that like rocks back and forth in their chair. I have not seen this.
I was giving a for instance.
Oh.
I mean, you know, the things you do, like when you're waiting in line, you tap your feet. Or I'm just giving an example.
But Microsoft is looking for more autistic people to be rocking back and forth.
That's right. They are. So. Thank you for the segue, Dion.
It's a brilliant segue.
Yeah.
So what is Microsoft doing?
Gavin?
They're hiring autistics.
I didn't technically read the article.
Way to go, headliner.
Yeah. Well, so we were talking about this in the office.
We've had some discussion. I'm not sure if it's been on the podcast or not because I don't remember most podcasts. But what we've talked about is the fact that there are certain traits that autistic people carry in regards to being very specific about facts and just their memory and the way they think, that there are companies that are looking specifically for autistic people to think about some of the jobs that they want them to do. So Microsoft's looking to hire a lot of autistic people in the UK specifically. Gavin shared the article with me, and it's basically just in the way that they think. They want people to think differently about solving problems for them. That's what they want. And they feel like there are some people who have like Asperger's or high functioning autistic, their brain works a little differently than us. We want people whose brains think differently to think about problems and see if they come up with a solution differently than the way, you know, somebody.
Well, I think there's something to that. Think different. Oh, that's a marketing campaign. Sorry. There is something.
Microsoft would be pissed at you right now if you said that. They'd be pissed.
But there is something to bringing in people that think differently. I think it's interesting that it's gone to that length. And I think it's great that, you know, there are organizations that are thinking about ways to bring in a segment of society that is underserved in the working world.
Yes.
So that's brilliant. And if they're putting a spin on it that says that it's positive for other reasons, fine. So be it.
Yeah. So my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, has autism. And I don't know if I mentioned this in the Deadpool podcast, but she made a hilarious joke about Deadpool and X-Men. And she has a brain that is she is basically IMDb. She's the Internet Movie Database to a T. You can ask her who that person is on the screen. She knows everybody. If it's somebody she's ever seen, she knows everything about them. So she knows the movies they've been in. She knows, you know, you're like, oh my God, who is that woman who was in that movie, blah, blah, blah. And she names the actress or actor in like a split second. She is IMDb to a T. It's something she likes to do. And she loves movies. She loves TV. Anything she sees once, it's retained. It's an amazing thing. And she definitely thinks different than us, because there are other things where you'll ask her and you're kind of like, hey, how was your day? And it's not a lot of detail. I don't know. Like, fine. Right. And you're just kind of like, oh, well, you know, so what dogs were brought in today? And, you know, it's kind of like, just, you know, dogs. They were just brought in. You know, and she probably, if she really gave a shit, would probably tell you exactly what type of, you know, breed they were and, like, you know, all the information. She works at the Animal Cruelty Society. Yeah. So you ask her, like, okay, what dogs were brought in? Any cool animals? And the things that pop out to her that she chooses to remember.
She doesn't work in a modeling agency
So she basically is like, oh, my God, yeah. So we had a parrot come in, and it was da-da-da-da, and she can name you everything about it. So the things she chooses to want to remember, it's locked in forever.
Right. Okay. Well, I was just going to ask if you're asking really boring questions to her, but.
Oh.
Nice, Gavin. I try to. I think I know what she's interested in.
She just
in
doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. That's... I know. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was my 7-year-old. Like, Connor, what do you do today at school? Stuff.
Shut up, Dad.
How's your day? Good.
No, I get it. Yeah.
But anyways, even though I know things and I know a lot of things about movies and I remember things, the way her brain works, completely different. So I could see why, and I'm glad to see that people are taking interest and appreciating the fact that, yeah, they think differently, and it's not a bad thing. No. Different's not bad.
No.
Different isn't bad. We all need to get used to different isn't bad.
Totally agree.
So let's just get over that right now.
And it is kind of interesting just how people who are on the spectrum and tend towards Asperger's do have a type of aptitude, sometimes, not all the time, obviously, not to stereotype, but for certain technical tasks. That's just an interesting side product.
So, anyways, that was the segue. That was my piece.
Cool.
I don't know if we wanted to get drumpf or not, but if we were going to drumpf, we should drumpf now and forever hold our peace.
Oh, my God.
So yesterday was Super Tuesday.
Yep.
What was the result?
The next president of the United States will be Donald Trump. That's what the...
7-7.
Yeah.
Hillary won 7, Donald Trump won 7 of 11, so it's over. That's my
analysis. It was funny yesterday because I'm with a group of people from around the world, and everyone was asking me all day long, like, what are the updates? This is like, there's like people from other countries are so intrigued. They think it's like a reality show.
Especially with Trump involved.
Right. But they don't, I mean, they're still like, they think it's comedy. They think it's a comedy show. It's,
to be fair, so do me and Sean. So.
Yeah.
So Trump and Hillary, there's your two-party ticket, right? Two-party election.
Well, so the only wrinkle that I read today was...
always a wrinkle.
Mitt Romney.
What?
Can I roll my eyes on...
He's doing a State of the Republican Party announcement or something, right?
So the idea
is... From his mom's basement?
All he needs to do is capture a few delegates to get into the convention, and he can become a legitimate candidate. And because nobody seems to be falling in love with anybody but Trump, they want to introduce him now at the last minute.
New York Bloomberg, did he all quiet all
I think so.
Done
I don't think that was ever going to happen,
yeah,
to be honest, but I think there might have been a filing deadline of some sort to actually, if you really want to get into the process, it might have been March 1st.
Okay.
To actually get on ballots
and that's
like
what
that.
That's kind of where the Mitt Romney thing's coming from right now, in that I think he's still got time to get into primaries in certain states to get delegates.
So there's an arm of the Republican Party that's going, "Wait a minute, there's got to be a plan B, right? There's a plan B somewhere here."
Yes. And I think the funniest, so in Trump's victory speech, he basically was trying to say to the party,
I'm going to be sane now.
I don't even think he was saying that.
Okay.
He was basically trying to say, if we could all unite behind me, we will be unstoppable. Stop trying to fight me and join me, and we will be unstoppable, and nobody on the Democratic side will be able to defeat us. I'm paraphrasing.
I didn't hear it, so...
But that's exactly what he said. So he's basically saying, Republican Party, you can't fucking stop me, so join me.
Well, that's his logical next step, right? Is
sure.
to find a way.
Yeah.
Any candidate, once they get to that point, is now about, how do I unify... How do I take the shit that I just burned down and make it solid again so that we can go into the general election?
All over.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
Because that's what they do.
Speaking of shit, we're not going to talk about transformation this week, right?
It's kind of the theme. Do you have something to talk about? Or
don't make me.
Don't make me.
So Dion got shit on today. I got shit on today. So neither one of us want to talk about it. So maybe we'll take this week off. You don't want to talk about it? Sorry, John?
I want to hear it.
Well, yeah. Why don't we... Don't talk about it on the podcast. Just share with John.
Just share with John my week of how we're dealing with transforming the IT responsibilities to IBM.
That was the most abrupt
IBM.
Segue we've
yes.
ever had, I
yes.
think.
No, we talked about shit.
No, we talked about politics. We're done. Let's move on.
Yeah.
What?
Well, somebody mentioned shit, me. And I said, oh, wait, podcast, right pocket, wrong pocket. Shit.
So why were you shit on today?
I'm not saying today. I'm just saying in general over the course of the week since the last podcast.
Okay.
You
don't want to share with John. Poor John sitting on the other side of the world.
Poor John has
no
idea. He has no idea that I've been to Stocks and Blondes 3 days in a row and I'm going to go for 4.
Got the hat trick. Way to go.
I got the hat trick.
I said to him today, you are coming tomorrow, right? Because you can't go 3 out of 4 days and not go to the 4th.
Four out of four, baby.
You got it. It's a clean sweep now.
Yeah, we told the manager that I was going for the record, and she was like, oh, we'll see you tomorrow then. But after four, I'm like, okay. So anyways, no, you know, it's just, you know, things are moving along, and I would like the transformation to like be done, and it will never be done. There is always something that we think we're about to
Nobody ever said this was going to be fast.
Who told them this was going to be fast? You know, well, here's the thing, though. When everybody says, like, yep, we're almost there. Yep, we're almost there. And then it's like, no, we're nowhere close. You're just kind of like, oh, kick me in the nuts. And I kind of feel like that happened a few times to me in the past week. And
if you would like...
Every time I take a step forward, I feel like I take two steps back. And... Yeah, thank you, sir. May I have another? Is essentially the phrase that comes to mind, because it's like, okay, sure, you know, whatever. We'll just.
I'm gonna give you some advice. Expectations are the root of resentments, so keep your expectations extremely low or non-existent, and you'll be fine. Just expect shit all day long, and you'll be fine.
You would think by now he might have picked up on that.
Says the man with no shit pouring all over his face 24/7. Yes.
From this shit-free seat, it's pretty easy for me to say that.
Yeah, this shit-free seat looks really good platitudes. Right now. Yeah, exactly.
You know, Irk needs to shit on you a bit more.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, there's a load of shit coming my way, apparently.
We'll make sure of it.
If you feel like you're shit-free, I think... Well, the other three in this podcast probably have enough shit to share, so...
I'm dealing with Bee's shit and all of her pixel-perfect exactness right now.
How is your shit, John, from the other side of the world? You missed the whole... So we sent out
a global message. Yes.
We sent out a global message, and... It was brilliant. It came off like clockwork. So this was slicing and dicing everybody in the organization by language, by company, who should get which message, how should it be crafted. The HTML email was properly, you know, we had designers talk about pixel perfect. We had designers picking the shit out of everything that was done. We had teams of people working on an email to the organization, which, you know, comes from an individual so that he can look great. So we did this, and today the shitstorm hit. It had an animated GIF in the email. The animation was brilliant.
Very cool looking animation.
And the first person that on a PC with an Outlook client that didn't support this animation goes, this looks odd. Oh, and their client was not set up to automatically download the image. So the first thing they went is, this looks like shit because there's a broken image. And you know, what happens? The team that's dealing with it immediately scrambles. This is a disaster. What's going on? And we get on the phone, and, you know, me and the guy who actually crafted the HTML, and he's great. He's brilliant because he's just like calm and cool and collected going, yeah, well, I did specify that this is what would happen, and here were the recommendations. And they kept going back to, well, how did this happen? How did this happen?
Is that long term to not deploy Outlook and get a client that will render animations?
Well, that would be the logical answer.
We transform that direction.
Holy again, crap! He does. I got a guy with a coat on. Is it time to go? What happened? What's going on? Apparently, we have to close this podcast because one of our members.
Just listening to the animated GIF story.
You just put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Dion. You got to defend yourself.
John, have a safe flight.
Okay. All right.
I am literally floored. That's a first.
What no, I
go.
Say?
Get out of here.
Go.
You're going to miss your girlfriend. Go.
You're at 90 minutes, I think.
You go. No, we're not at 90 minutes. Not even close.
Yeah, we are.
Not even close. Was that 30 minutes of animated GIFs?
No. 18.
Was this worse? Was no. And I want all of our listeners, literally, I want everybody knows me, so send me an email. Was this worse than Deadpool? Because this could have been. If it was, I want to know. Tell me if this was worse than
an
Deadpool.
An hour of animated GIFs than 20 minutes of Oscars.
All right. Thanks for what? Sorry?
Nothing. What?
What did you say?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. We're good. You're in post.
I do have some funny stories, but I'll save them for next week, I guess, from this trip.
I'll have a violin update story for next week.
I know. We were going to hear about that, too. Yeah,
going to my first lesson. So.
Wait, that was your first lesson?
Yeah. I had to reschedule a bunch of stuff. So no, this is tonight my first lesson. I have not yet done it.
You remember he bought a violin?
Yeah, I know. To pick up chicks.
Yep. True story.
And he picked one up, apparently. So yeah.
I did pick the instructor by how cute she was. So. The Washington Post said she was alert and some other adjective when they reviewed her. So she's pretty good.
Gavin, I also, a little side note, I did find out your dad's moving to China. So you
Is
may
he?
Wanna...
Oh, no shit. Well, good to know.
Yeah. Like Friday, like tomorrow, he's going to be moving to China. So oh, okay. You may wanna...
That's how he went there the first time. He didn't really tell me. He's just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to China for a couple of years, so I'll see you later. Well, good to know Sean has the inside info. We'll have to catch up.
He does. He'll be, he lands on Saturday here.
Cool. All right. Well, maybe I'll give him a call or something.
Yeah. For our listeners who do not know, I met up with one of Gavin's dad's friends yesterday.
Best buds.
Awesome. Best Did bud. You ever get your bike ride in?
No, I called Drew a couple times and he never called me back.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Yeah, I think something happened with him in the bike shop that he doesn't want to talk to me about.
Oh, okay. But. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get your bike ride in. Somewhat disappointing. We are the Worldwide IT Guys. Thanks very much for listening. And check us out on www.itguys.com and Twitter at @WWITGuys. Thanks very much. Bye, everybody.
Later.
You guys on the other side.
Hey, John. Thanks. Ooh. Oh, you didn't have to leave.
Politburo was coming.